The South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture says he made the decision to step down from his government position when he accepted the appointment in January of 2011.
Talking with my wife and family, we thought a two-year sabbatical would work real well, and so I appreciate they're giving me this opportunity to jump into public service for a while and serve the industry, and it's just been a marvelous experience.
Secretary Walt Bones says his time is up, and he's resigning after more than 2 years at the helm of South Dakota's Department of Agriculture. He says he's impressed by the dedication and work ethic of employees in state government and people within the agriculture industry.
It's just been fun to work with all of them and truly appreciate that when we're all working together towards a common goal, what we can accomplish. And that probably the efforts, having to do with some of the flooding issues, it was amazing what we accomplished in such a short amount of time.
Bone says it's been an honor to serve the industry. He spends the next few weeks preparing to leave the office as his successor, Lucas Lench, readies for the leadership position. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard appoints a man with a different perspective on agriculture. Lench grew up on a family dairy farm in northeast South Dakota.
I've always been in and around agriculture from my earliest memories of whether it be the cornfields of Iowa, detasseling with my brothers to milking cows in my junior high and high school years, and then also working in the food and beverage manufacturing world after college. I've gotten to know a universe of food and beverage companies from across the country, as well as getting to know the farmers and ranchers right here in South Dakota. So when you're a Secretary of Agriculture, it's a very diverse group of people that you work with and work for, frankly.
Lench says that creates a solid foundation for his start as Agriculture Secretary. Lench isn't a stranger to the department either. He worked for the state's Ag Department for about 16 months as Director of Agriculture Development, but he left last summer to pursue work at a private investment firm. Lench says he's prepared to come back to public service.
You know, personally, I was at a point where, as a husband and father of four, looking to return to the private sector and, continue to do the good work with farmers and ranchers on the private side. But that all changed when the governor called. And, it wasn't part of the plan initially, but very happy to be asked to join the team.
That transition, however, put some people in the agricultural industry on alert. The South Dakota Farmers Union is an organization for ranchers and farmers. Doug Somke serves as president.
And I know some of our members are a little concerned, that he did leave the Department of Ag before to go to private industry, and that, why would he accept a role to come back? And Luke has explained, that his heart still is in agriculture, and that's why he accepted the role. And he knows it's going to be a heavy responsibility. And I said, well, you need to explain that to the people, about your role and moving the way you have away and now back. I think, that will set a lot of minds at ease.
Somke says some Farmers Union members also question how Lench's former position as head of the South Dakota Republican Party affects his new duties as Secretary of Agriculture.
And that's something that some people will be concerned about. And I'm sure Lucas would do a good job explaining his position and being able to differentiate the position of his former life to what he'll be doing today for the state farmers and ranchers.
Somke says he's talked to Lench about members' concerns and anticipates an open, honest relationship between producers and the state's ag department. But Somke admits it's hard to lose South Dakota's current secretary.
Walt Bones is just the salt of the earth, a good individual. You know where you stand with Walt. He'll tell you the straight facts. He's not crowding around any type of bush or hiding anything. He's always been a very good and easy individual to work with. And he's just a typical farmer in South Dakota.
Well, one thing's for sure, Secretary Bones is absolutely one of the best public servants I've ever been around. I couldn't possibly be in more of a difficult position trying to fill his shoes.
Incoming Ag Secretary Lucas Lench won't be alone in his new venture. He credits more than 100 people within the department for their expertise. And outgoing Secretary Walt Bones says he isn't disappearing.
It's somewhat bittersweet. You don't invest this much time into an effort and punch the clock, slam the door behind you, and walk away. And so I have told him that any way that I can help him and the department, I'm more than willing to help. So I hope to continue helping in some respect.
Secretary Bones says he leaves office knowing the department has a strong structure that facilitates cooperation. In a few weeks, he returns to his family farming operation near Parker, South Dakota, while all of the state's farmers and ranchers adjust to a new leader of the state's largest industry. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.